Canton's Morning News with Pam Cook continues now.
Well, coming up next month in, well, actually just a few weeks, our 15th annual All Care Wishathon to benefit Wishes Can Happen, August 11th and 12th. And, you know, we share wish stories with you all the time. We share stories about things that kids and young adults ask for all the time. But this one, boy, this one, this is a twist. And I can't wait to share the story with you. Actually, I'm going to let this young lady share the story with you. Her name is Molly Oldham, and she just had a birthday this week. She's on our WHBC Newsline this morning. Good morning, Molly.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about yourself? Happy belated birthday.
Thank you so much.
All right. So first of all, let's start off with your story. Tell us a little bit about your situation. You are a two-time brain cancer survivor, correct?
Yes, I was diagnosed for the first time in August of 2019, and I had brain surgery and radiation, and then I was declared cancer-free, and sadly, it came back about 6 months later, and then I did it all again.
Wow. So that had to be a tough time for you. Now, you're in high school at the time?
I had just turned 18 and finished my senior year. I was diagnosed with cancer for the first time on the day I was supposed to move into college.
And that, I mean, what was that like for you? You know, you're a young person just starting, you know, what would be the rest of your life and all the excitement of going to college.
Yeah, it was definitely really hard. It was really hard to watch all my friends kind of, you know, move on with life and gain their independence. But, you know, I kind of just went right into fight or flight mode, and I didn't really have time to think about it until after it was all done.
All right. So now we have Wishes Can Happen. How did you find out about the Wishes Can Happen organization?
I'm really lucky that my community is so great, and my mom is so great, and she has been able to find those things for me, and those people have kind of been able to find me through my advocacy. So it just kind of came about pretty naturally, and I was so excited when we just connected, and the woman who runs Wishes Can Happen is seriously the kindest person I've ever met. And the second I met her, I was just like, wow, like, this woman knows how to change lives. But Wishes Can Happen has seriously been so amazing to watch what they do and watch all of the things that they have done for other people.
Yeah, Madeline Sweeney is one of the dearest people, and Cindy Morrow, who is the founder of Wishes Can Happen. You know, we've been, you know, in partnership with them for 15 years now, and I've seen a lot of wishes be granted. So when they said to you, well, you know, what do you want your wish to be? Do you want to go somewhere? What do you want to do? What was your response to them?
Well, it changed a couple times because, you know, it's so exciting when you're given this opportunity to do something like this. And, you know, I'm still pretty young, and you know, my people my age are indecisive. So it changed a couple times, but when it got down to it, I really decided that I wanted to have a big birthday fundraiser to raise money for cancer, because so many people have helped me and been able to impact my life that I wanted to help impact others, and bring a bunch of organizations from Akron and the greater areas together and just make a difference and have them all meet and mingle and raise some money.
So you're going to have a gratitude gala coming up this weekend, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now it's the 23rd. So that'll be
on Saturday.
And it's taking place at Stewart's Caring Place in Akron.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me a little bit about what's going to happen there.
So Stewart's Caring Place is a local cancer community outreach center, and it's literally phenomenal. So they have a bunch of different rooms for, like, massages and the wig room and just, like, rooms for people to meet. And so we're going to take those rooms and we're going to turn them into different themes. And each different themed room has an organization that has impacted my journey. So 18 different organizations are coming and taking over a room, and we're just going to kind of turn it into like a selfie museum type thing where people can meet and mingle. And then we're going to have a dinner and a little event and program, and it's going to be really, really fun. We wanted to make it totally different than anything else. And by we, I mean my family and Madeline have all worked together. But we want to make it totally different than any other fundraiser, and we're hoping for a pretty good turnout.
Yeah, this is amazing. And then the proceeds you want to use for what?
So I picked four people that have been super influential in my life over the last 3 years. And those four people are each going to get a certain amount of money, depending on how much we raise. And they're going to all be able to donate it to an organization of their choice.
That's amazing. That's amazing. And you know, when people hear your story, they're hoping that you're doing something for yourself. But I would imagine in your mind, this is something for yourself, right?
Oh, I mean, for sure. I think that when I was diagnosed with cancer, I just became a completely new person because I was just so in awe of the kindness of other people that it just made me want to be better. And after you go through something as heartbreaking and as intense as a chronic illness, you know, you realize what's important to you. And what's important to me is giving back to the community that has been so giving to me.
So tell me about the song. You wrote and recorded a song.
I did. So I've been singing since I was very little. It's always been a really big part of my life. It's always kind of been my passion and my way to express myself. And so after I got sick, I started journaling a lot, and I took those journals and I worked with a couple other artists, and we turned it into a song that hopefully could help younger kids who can't really express how they're feeling, and just help a couple other people or anyone really just feel like they weren't alone, because it's a lonely journey. And, you know, music is one of those things that just can bring people together from all aspects of life. So that was the goal with that song.
Well, we're going to share the song with our listeners at some point here. And I know hopefully we're going to get to see you or at least hear from you again during our Wishathon in August.
Yes. Yeah.
And I wish you the best of luck this weekend, man. I hope you just, you know, I hope everyone has a wonderful time, and you just raise the heck out of money.
Thank you so much.
We wish you the best of luck, and thank you for coming on this morning, Molly. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Bye.